This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to an excerpt of the Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe Saul Sehy. Well, Jamie Wise from the Buzz Indexes, ticker symbol BUZ, dropped by, as he does every month, to talk about the latest buzz happening on all the social media channels all over the earth. And as usual, it was an interesting discussion. Let's listen in. I noticed that on the monthly update, Jamie, that Domino's is out again, but it seems like you guys kind of wrote a nice little gain for Domino's.
Yeah, I guess easy come, easy go, just as quick as their delivery. We were surprised to see it in. And what we noticed at the time and what we commented on in the previous monthly update was that, you know, the stock was turning into a bit of a value play. It was a contrarian view by the community, and they thought that it was really ripe for a bounce. It had just fallen too far too fast. And we picked it up in that August rebalance and took it up 5%. So the stock rallied. And I think that was enough for the community to say, okay, it's recovered what it should. It's probably more fairly valued now. Sentiment fell and wasn't high enough to remain in the index. So sometimes we get these names that come in and out quickly. Domino's is a nice example of that, where we're able to take a nice return for just a 1 month hold.
I think it's more simple than that, Jamie. I think with the start of college and pro football season, Labor Day weekend, everybody was just thinking pizza. That's all they were thinking. And now they're over it, right? Now they're back on with their life.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it come January when Super Bowl season runs around. But very interesting observation. That just may be it might be that simple.
Another nice month for the index. The Buzz Index beat the S&P 500 by 30 basis points, which is 0.3%. So nice job there, Jamie. And by the way, if people want more on the Buzz Index or the monthly rebalancing, head to stackybenjamins.com/BUZZ to get that, or you can trade the Buzz Index as ticker symbol BUZ. By the way, I should also disclose that I own the Buzz Index. Doesn't make it right for you, but I own shares in that. Jamie Wise, thanks for hanging out, man.
Always great being here. Thanks, Joe.
You can learn more about the Buzz Index by heading to stackybenjamins.com/BUZZ. You can also learn more about the Stacky Benjamin Show if you just tune in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, wherever you listen to podcasts. For Stacky Benjamins, I'm Joe Saul Sehy. Well, this show's over, Stackers, but you know what? It's Military Appreciation Month, and that means that we've got time still for a shout-out to members of our community, members of our family who have served our country. And you know what? Today, I want to give a shout out to two of my uncles, my Uncle Henry, who was in the Army. Let's do three. My Uncle Eddie, who was in the Army, and my Uncle Bill, also in the Army. And two of them served in Vietnam. One served in Korea. And a big thanks to all three of my uncles, my dad's brothers, who served like he did in the military. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just my uncles, but they want to celebrate their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. Of course, you may be eligible for Navy Federal membership and you don't even know it because it's open to all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families. They're all eligible, and I want to reiterate, and their families. If you have family, like I do, who served in the military, well, then you're eligible for Navy Federal membership. Navy Federal's employees are part of the community they serve, and many of them are military family members, reservists, or veterans. Here during Military Appreciation Month, Stackers, go visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate, and you're going to see all of Navy Federal's Military Appreciation Month offers so many cool things they're doing for veterans. You'll also see all their other awesome 24/7, 12 months of the year offers. That's NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.